IPPI News, I'm Ben Thomas. A flurry of executive orders from President Trump expected at the Pentagon, with Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth now in place. Sagar Magani has a report.
It's an honor to be here.
As he arrived at the Pentagon, Hegseth forecast the moves.
On removing DEI inside the Pentagon, reinstating troops who were pushed out because of COVID mandates.
The orders could clarify initial action the president took shortly after taking office last week, including stripping protections for transgender troops Joe Biden put in place. An AP source says the order would not immediately ban those forces, but would direct the Pentagon to come up with a policy on their service based on military readiness. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Senate's confirmed Scott Bessent as Treasury Secretary. The billionaire investor takes on the task of trying to balance cutting taxes and curbing deficits while putting forward a plan on tariffs that doesn't jeopardize growth. President Trump's been telling House Republicans, meeting at his Doral Golf Resort near Miami, he's focused on the border more than anything else in his first week, downplaying inflation. The Justice Department has fired more than a dozen employees who worked on criminal prosecutions of President Trump. Meantime, Lisa Dwyer reports an Indiana man, just pardoned by the president for a misdemeanor related to the 2021 Capitol riot, was fatally shot during a traffic stop.
Police say Matthew Huddle of Hobart, Indiana, was killed Sunday by a Jasper County Sheriff's deputy. Indiana State Police say a deputy tried to arrest Huddle when an altercation took place. Investigators also say that Huddle had a firearm. Huddle was sentenced to 6 months in custody in 2023 after pleading guilty to entering the Capitol on January 6, 2021. In court documents, Huddle's attorney at the time said that Huddle just wanted to attend a historic event and had nothing better to do after getting out of jail for a driving offense. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. Happiness and anticipation in Philadelphia and Kansas City. Gethin Coolball recaps yesterday's NFL Conference Championships.
The Chiefs are headed back to the Super Bowl for a third straight season. The two-time defending champions held off the Bills 32-29 in the AFC Championship game. Patrick Mahomes totaled three touchdowns, including two rushing.
It's just so hard to get to the Super Bowl, and I don't take it for granted. And to be able to do it again at Arrowhead was special.
Kansas City will face the Eagles in Super Bowl 59 after Philadelphia routed the Commanders 55-23 in the NFC Championship game. Saquon Barkley rushed for three touchdowns to send the Eagles back to the Super Bowl for the second time in 3 years.
Came to Philly to be a part of games like this, and none better than a game where you can advance to the Super Bowl.
Gethin Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
The Super Bowl set for February 9th in New Orleans. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.